The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Margarita's main ingredient, tequila. But where did we get the frozen margarita? I'll tell you, because it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Hey, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Okay, so the Fed lowered interest rates by a quarter point. What does that mean? That is the barometer of how banks borrow money from other banks. And then it trickles down to us regular folk.
And then we get lower interest rates, right?
Yes.
For like cars and houses. And
absolutely. Everybody's happy about this. This is not a good thing. When federal interest rates are lowered, that means that the economy is suffering and they are trying to stimulate us to spend money, which in turn means we're going to charge up our credit cards more because interest rates are low. I can do that. This is a scary point. We're either going to go into a freaking recession or hopefully this will help.
I'm going to just go ahead and put this out there. Dana's not an economist.
I'm not, but that's what Jerome Powell said. Fed Daddy said that. So anyway,
we should
save your pennies. That's it right there, right? Save your pennies. And what do we have for food news, Otto? Because I know you got to have something in there because we're all watching.
Way better news at IHOP, okay? They got a new pancake for the fall season. They're going to start doing coffee cake pancakes for the first time ever. It's going to be a limited time.
My nana used to make coffee cake. It's so good. I don't even know how you make coffee cake. I'm not quite sure. She would use old coffee, I think, or would she just heat the old coffee up to eat it with the cake? I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
No. That's why I need people to call. So how, does anybody know a good coffee cake recipe and does it really call for old coffee? 877-730-DCS1. Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
All right, today we're honoring the members of the U.S. Armed Forces who remain missing in action or are prisoners of war. It is National POW and MIA Recognition Day.
Oh my gosh, I always think of John McCain.
Yes.
May he rest in peace. But the reason he could not lift his arms up was because he was held captive for so long and his arms were tied and he was tortured. I mean, that's what a lot of these men and women.
And he was there for years, right?
Years, and never turned, never told any secrets. All right, what's next?
We also do have National Butterscotch Pudding Day.
Why?
What do you mean, why? It's delicious. It tastes like a bunch of pennies in your mouth.
Oh, that's great. Save your pennies.
And we'll wrap it up on the anniversary of the emoji.
Oh!
Yes. On this day in 1982, we put out the first ever emoji.
What was the first emoji?
It was a smiley face, but just made with like a semicolon and then a dash and then like a little.
Oh, yeah. I still use that once in a while.
Yeah, the old school one.
Yeah, the old school. I still do that once in a while. My favorite emoji has got to be the burrito. I like dropping that. The taco's a good one. We still don't have a tortilla.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a tortilla, huh? We don't have a taco, though.
People are going to be like, is that a moon? Or
No, they're not. You put little brown spots on there, you'll know what
they're
it
gonna
is.
They're going to be like, I can see Jesus inside of it.
All right, so it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and if you love frozen margaritas, Mariano Martinez from Dallas, Texas, in 1971, he opened his new restaurant, which was packed, and his wait staff was complaining. We're like, the margaritas, they're not consistent. They keep melting because they only had blenders. So he's thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose all my customers. Next day, he goes to 7-Eleven to get a little cafecito, and he sees a Slurpee machine.
Oh,
he's like, I'll get one of those. Call 7-Eleven. They said nope. He finally got his hands on a soft serve ice cream machine, re-engineered it himself. Then the margarita machine, the frozen margarita machine, was born.
And we're all in a better place because of this.
Well, except his family. He didn't patent it.
Oh.
I know. You know who made all the money? The Jimmy Buffett guy.
Oh. Shout out Jimmy Buffett.
Whatever. I'm not mad at him.
But in 2005, the Smithsonian Institution, the biggest museum in the world, actually got that from Mariano's family and gave him full credit. It is in their museum. Hey, happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, I asked, has anybody been to The Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune or talk show and seen everything filmed live? Not one friggin' phone call.
Come on.
Like I said, really a needle in a haystack.
I really thought there has to be somebody, but you're right. We only know one person in our lives that's ever been to The Price is Right, and he got called down.
Oh.
He got called. He was the last person. He didn't make it up to play.
He didn't get to play for the...
But still.
The showcase showdown.
That's what it's called. I couldn't remember. What is it called when they first call you down? You're just placing your bid, right?
Yeah.
On The Price is Right. And the old...
Bob Barker.
I could not remember his name. The new one is Drew Carey, right?
Drew Carey.
This woman's gone viral because she won, and I think all of us hope to achieve what she did.
Who do you want to say hi to?
My mom, my grandmother, my children. I love you so much.
Hi, everybody. 50, one more spin. Okay. Good luck. Another 50 be amazing. You got a dollar on the wheel. Congratulations. You got a dollar on the wheel. You get an extra spin of the wheel.
Okay, so we know she has $1,000, right? So now everybody's rooting for her to hit the red, the center, which is a dollar.
Yeah.
One spin. If he lands on the 5 or 15, you get $10,000. Land on the dollar, $25,000. Good luck. There's the money.
Come on.
For the money. Let's get that money. $25,000. $26,000. She won $1,000 for spinning the wheel.
I was so excited when I saw that. It has millions of views.
Not as excited as you would have been if you would have won the $25,000. Oh, my.
You don't know how much. I used to dream of being on The Price is Right when I was little. What would I bid? Could I play Plinko or the little yodel man? You remember that man? I love that little man.
They move him up the mountain?
Yeah, the mountain man. I don't even know what his real name is. He was the yodel guy for me.
There's a part of me that wishes I could be on Jeopardy, but then, you know, reality sets in.
Auto Jeopardy is one of the toughest ones, but I do remember I beat a Jeopardy champion on the podcast, The Master Debaters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I beat a Jeopardy champion. Your girl here with no college education. I was like so nervous. I don't even know why I was asked to be on something like that. Well, I guess I won, you
know? Yeah, no, you guys, you did. And, I mean, are those like that's like the holy trinity of, like, daytime TV show game shows, right? Like
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy,
and The Price is Right.
Both Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are in the evening, okay,
incredible.
Guys?
Oh, are they?
But,
you're right.
Like a network thing, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, now, all, like, Gen Z and Gen Alpha have is, like, Mr. Beast survival games, whatever
that's you know.
That doesn't have the same razzle-dazzle.
It doesn't.
Pays a lot better.
I used to watch Jeopardy with my Uncle Frankie. He was so good. He would answer everything correctly. I never understood how. Mm. But then the man would just sit there and read and read. And I'm like, why don't you get up there and play? And he'd be like, whatever, I'm never going to do that. I think we should try to get to go into The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I don't even know how you submit to The Price is Right, but.
Well, so Crisco, he was on it, and he said you just show up, you get in line. But he said there's also a liquor store that's right next to The Price is Right. So everybody just goes to the liquor store while they're waiting in line and just drinks. Well,
yeah, so they get you hammered. They literally get you hammered before you get up there. Yeah.
I ain't trying to sit there and do that sober.
The only taping that we've ever been to, or that I mean, you guys were there with me, we went to the Good Morning America when we first signed with ABC.
We met Robin.
Yep, shout out Robin, shout out to the whole crew over there at Good Morning America.
Weren't you the little spoon for Robin, Anthony?
Yes, yeah.
You did a prom pose.
I did do a prom pose with Robin Roberts. That's actually probably the closest I ever came to a showcase showdown ever, was prom posing with Robert Robbins.
Well, that was just an incredible experience to be there because they tape everything and the audience is like, it's a very exciting thing to be behind the scenes. I would love to do The Price is Right. We've got people calling in that want to talk about it. Let's take some calls now. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
I'm Alyssa.
Alyssa, have you ever been to The Price is Right? Were you somebody who always wanted to go?
I have not been on The Price is Right, but when I was 3 or 4, I got to play the grand prize game on the Bozo Show out of Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot about the Bozo Show.
The Bozo Show.
I used to watch that before I went to school.
So that was way back in the day.
Way back in the day. We won't say how long ago.
No, we won't. We will not do that. Did you win? I mean, or what happened?
I was only 3 or 4, so no. I made it to, like, bucket number 3, and I was done. So.
I forgot all about the Bozo Show.
At least you got to play. I mean, that's exciting. Like we said, you see the people up there. You know it's real. It's just how do you get involved? How did your mom or your dad get you on the show?
At the time, my mom actually drove into Chicago, which is, like, a really big deal. Took me and my best little friend at the time. We just bought tickets. I mean, it's just a matter of getting tickets and going to the show. And the way that they picked the contestants is they had this, like, arrow that would kind of span the crowd, and then it would land on you. And then if it landed on you, you got pushed out down to the front, and away you went.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing memory. Do your kids know about that?
Oh, of course.
I gotta just ask this.
Claim to fame, the Bozo Show.
At 3 or 4, you didn't think Bozo was a little creepy though?
To be honest with you, absolutely. Him and his little sidekick guy. Absolutely, for sure.
You're like, Mom, Dad, why are you putting me through this? Thank you so much for sharing your story. Call back anytime.
You're so
we love
welcome.
You. Bye.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye. 877-730-DCS1. Is it just me or are you you afraid of clowns? Because I'm like, how in the world did these parents take this little girl to stand there with this weirdo clown?
Everybody did bozo.
Okay, whatever, Otto. We're going to have a clown topic later, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but Air Force One, according to several reports, was almost hit by another plane. There was all this stuff going on. Yeah, this air traffic controller went viral because if you don't know, everything you hear in the air or the sky, it's all public knowledge, right? Where you can pull those files up. And this air traffic controller went viral because he was scared that the president's plane was going to be hit by a Spirit plane. Here's the audio.
Of course it had to be Spirit Airlines.
How it all went down.
New York Air Force 1, 300, climbing 320.
Air Force 1, New York Center, roger. Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately. Pay attention, 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is. It's flight level 320, maintain 330. I'll keep an eye out for him. He's white and blue. Pay attention, get off the iPad.
So when I first heard that, I thought, is he on an iPad? No, that's what they call the controllers. I don't know how it all works, but it's not.
He wasn't looking at Instagram?
No, he wasn't looking at Instagram. It was not going down in the DM, okay, up in a plane. But several other people have said that he really wasn't even close. But I think with all the accidents we've had in the past,
couple of years, we've had a lot of air traffic problems.
Yeah, so I think that that's why there was this sense of paranoia. We actually got an interview with a pilot.
Oh.
Yeah, and here's what he had to say.
I totally paused.
I was like, oh, I gotta hear this.
What was that reference?
That's some Clueless. I totally paused.
Clueless.
That was Cher.
Deep cut, Cher. Right. All right. Deep girly pop cut right there. Gotta love it. Okay.
So I've never been afraid to fly, but I think because I got on my first flight before I was 2 months old. My Uncle Tom was a pilot, and I've just always flown. Even though I didn't have a lot, my rich aunt, everybody's got the rich aunt. My rich aunt Sylvia and her husband would fly us around. I'd fly for free all over. So
I wish I had a rich aunt. I just had scandalous aunts. I got aunts who talk too much at Thanksgiving dinner. That's what I have. I have aunts
hanging out in the living room just spilling tea.
Yeah, stop buying scratchers and get your life together.
Yeah. Oman had her life together.
Good for her.
So I always flew all the time, but it is scary if you've never flown. You're in this like capsule. It's like a small bus.
Turbulence.
And when turbulence hits, you feel like the plane's going to go down. It really does. It just shakes you.
The worst turbulence I ever went through was it was actually in the last 5 years, but so we're flying and the plane must have dropped. It felt like a couple hundred feet.
Oh, Otto.
So the guy next to me was drinking a soda and his soda went flying up in the air.
Oh,
and flipping in the air. Cause so you're dropping. Yeah. So it's just staying in the air. And there's my computer right in front of me. And of course I'm like, no. And I swiped at it, missed the soda.
No.
Oh. Lands right on my keyboard. Boom. No. Takes out the computer.
No. Were you mad?
I couldn't be mad because it wasn't his fault. I was like, it was nobody's fault. It's just a circumstance.
Is that why you bought the cover for your computer?
That's why I now have my computer, my DJ computer wrapped in bubble wrap because I lost a few computers in a few years
sometimes
there.
Sometimes you could be mad at gravity, though. Like, why? Yeah, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Do you remember we were talking about Beyonce's computer being stolen from one of her dancers and it had all of her unreleased music on there?
Yeah, I remember.
The guy has been caught. Did she get her music back? I'll play the audio of that 911 call and tell you after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, we have Jimmy Fallon celebrating his birthday and Brent Faiyaz celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so Beyonce's computer was stolen. It was her dancer, her backup dancer, who had this whole incident happen. And he called 911. This is how that went down.
Atlanta 911, operator 7731. What's the location of your emergency?
I am at...
You need police, fire, or an ambulance?
Someone broke into my car. I was parked at in a garage while I went to a restaurant, but they stole, like, my computers and everything, but it has a tracker on it. So on Find My iPhone, they have my computers, and it's really, really important information in there. Like, I work with someone who's, like, of a high status, and I really need my computer
name?
And everything. It's under...
He said, I work with somebody of a high status, and she asked, what's your name? Former backup dancer Beyonce. I can't believe he left the computer in his car. Anyway, Kelvin Evans is the man who stole the computer. They found this person.
How did they find him?
There was a tracker on there. So they basically knew where this stuff had gone. They started interviewing key witnesses at this house and where the computer was traveling around. He could face a felony charge because of the value of the items that he stole. I didn't realize it was a computer. It was all kinds of equipment that he took.
It was a Beyonce album. It's priceless.
Oh, Otto, I know. You know, I don't understand why people go steal. He probably has some kind of problems, right? I don't know.
What sucks for him is that he picked the wrong person to steal from. Because he shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Come
of
on,
course
yeah,
not.
Thank you, Otto.
But had it not been Beyonce's computer, had it not been a Beyonce album on there, nobody would have cared and it would have been forgotten.
You're probably right. If we have an officer listening, how often do you really go on a wild goose chase to look for somebody's items that have been stolen from their car?
I know I've had my stuff stolen. They're like, yeah, we'll get with you if something comes about.
Okay, if you're a police officer, you can call. You can remain anonymous. 877-730-DCS1. You never had something stolen from you and just thought, why are you taking my stuff?
No, I've had my windows broken. I've had a lot of things happen. And it's always, you know, you get got sometimes. It's America. Sometimes people are just going through something. I just pray for them.
I had four cases of records stolen one time.
And how?
I put them in the back of my car. So I was DJing, and we had a vinyl party. And so there's a bunch of DJs there.
Which is really in style. Like, everyone wants to see the vinyl.
Yeah. And so I brought four cases of vinyl, and I went to go back inside to get paid after putting them in my car. And when I came back to my car, all the doors were open, the trunk was popped, and all the records were gone.
So you did not lock your door?
I don't know what happened, but
that's what happened.
Somebody stole them.
And it
took me decades to buy all those records.
My thing is, who's got time to load up records? Do you know how heavy four crates of records is? My gosh.
I do, and I still miss them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.